Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, Miles here, Static Radio.
Hey everybody.
Hey everybody.
Hey, listen to me cough.
Hey everybody, how you doing?
Giving yourself a physical there or what?
Yeah. In the lefty.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So it sounds like you constantly, you got like black lung or something, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to get ready for the show my own way. You know,
so. Oh, I see. By hacking up on everybody, is that it?
Yeah.
What do you keep doing that tune for? What is that from?
Nothing. This is Static Radio. Thank you for listening.
Keep going.
You probably have better things to do than listening to this, but...
But you're listening anyhow.
Just in case you don't, if you got a two-hour commute into Chicago, like yeah. Some people do, then you can listen to it.
Really? A two-hour commute in Chicago? That sucks.
Some people do.
Wow. Where do they live? Like Champaign or what?
Well, there are individuals, I cannot mention his name, but that listens to the show that has a long commute.
Oh, okay. Well, it's too bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, I noticed something this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I noticed that there's probably not even 5% as many posts about me fulfilling my obligations to a bet,
yeah,
as there was that I welched on a bet.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
And you got a pretty cool little gift there. You want to talk about it?
Again? Okay, well...
Again? What do you mean again? I don't think anybody knows what you got. Other than
oh, my God. Here we are. All right. Well, okay.
Considering, like, every 2 seconds, you're like... Bob's a welcher on the bet, and then of course, whenever something arrives in the mail, there's it's like crickets.
Oh my God, I've kissed this guy's ass for like 2 weeks now on this. Jeez, here we go. All right, listen.
Not 2 weeks. We didn't have a card last week.
We made a stupid bet. I thought you might have welched on it. You actually went over the top and doubled the bet, unbeknownst to me.
Yeah. With postage, it was almost triple the bet. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you know, that was your own doing. So he sends
me a coupon for free food. It wasn't a coupon. I got you a personalized gift card.
Yeah.
That had a picture of the show art for the free cookie episode.
Yeah.
It said, and you have a Subway card that says staticradio.com.
Well,
with the static logo and a cookie.
Yeah, and then I had, like, the girl at Subway try to steal the card.
Well, that's what I want to know about. Come on, tell us.
So I go there, and so you have given me this $10 card.
Let me say something about that. That was the lowest I could get. I was trying to get a $5 card.
Oh, okay.
It would not let me get a $5 card. $10 was the lowest. Those sons of bitches at Subway will not give you a $5 card.
Well, I mean, I probably gas out of the used, you know, running around and.
Well, oh yeah, like I'm paying for the gas for your.
I had to run around several times.
You could have waited the next day, for Christ's sake.
Oh my God.
Go ahead now. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, I win this bet. I get this free card for free food, and I go to use it, and there's like 20 people working behind the counter. They got so many people behind the counter, like you know.
Wow. That's unheard of.
You know, half of them are doing like the Harlem Shake or whatever the hell that thing's called. I don't know what it's called.
It's like the cookie at the mall when you go to the cookie place. They would on the hour they would do a dance,
yeah,
and give away a free cookie or something.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I Because I, you know, because actually I saw the lady who gave me the free cookies the week before, and I wanted to say something to her, but you know, she was actually working while the other 20 people seemed to be kind of lounging around.
Like, you wanted to say, meet me at the smoking area. I got a surprise.
Meet me outside.
Have you noticed there's less smoking areas for these restaurants that are just like...
There's none.
Well, no, I mean outside for the employees. It's just so sad when you see them out there smoking.
Oh, I know.
It's just pitiful, really. Yeah, they should actually just let them smoke inside. They look like the homeless out there smoking.
Yeah, I know. It's sad.
They're all huddled up with their coats, smoking away. All right, go ahead. So you went to get your free sandwiches. Evidently, you spent it all at one time. You just blew the load on the first purchase.
Yeah, well, I fed my family.
Oh, well, I'm glad I could feed your family.
Because it was a $20-something bill and half of it you paid for.
Oh, right. Thank you. I'm glad I could, just like Jesus, I'm feeding
you
your
did.
Family.
Yeah, the five loaves and three fish or something like that.
Exactly. The one gift card fed to half of your family. Obviously, the half that doesn't eat very much, but okay.
Yeah, so it was like $20 in cookies I got, basically.
Yeah. And how many free cookies did you get that night?
No, I didn't get that. Although I did get free cookies at Casey's a few days after.
Oh, that. They have the same policy? Is this a new thing?
No, they had like some leftovers. Oh, like, kind of like stale. You're like, well, you need all the stale cookies you want.
They left the count. They left the cabinet open. And they unlocked it, and so I stole them. You're stealing Casey cookies.
The nice lady with the tattoos at Casey said I could have some cookies.
So. Oh yeah, I bet she did. Hey,
you like cookies?
You like cookies?
Yeah.
Thanks, Martha.
I don't like women with tattoos, but I like free cookies, yeah.
You know, that's not true. You love women with tattoos.
I do. Yeah, I take that back.
You know. Yeah, I was going to say.
So,
there's pictures of you with women with tattoos that you were lusting over. So.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
We got two videos of you trying to get peeks at boobs and stuff with girls with tattoos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now you mention it. Yeah, I guess you are right. Yeah.
You getting prudish in your old age here or something?
That was a long time. That was a long time ago, guy.
Not that long ago, for Christ's
sake. That was a younger Miles. So.
Yeah, that was the even more pervy Miles, if you can believe it.
The more pervy. I'm mellowing as I go along.
He's only less pervy because he's gets tired quicker.
I have low T, so yeah.
Yeah, he's got low T, that's right. He's got low T.
Yeah,
low
like
T.
Shooting.
My goodness.
I'm shooting pool with ropes, so yeah.
Yeah, you got a low T, all right.
Yeah.
You, well, it's because you spilled all your tea earlier in your life, evidently.
Yeah.
I remember, Hangar 9 and various other bars that you were rubbing yourself against young ladies by the bathrooms.
Yep.
Not to mention putting ink all over your face, but that was a whole other thing.
If that's what you want to call it.
Okay, let's go back to the subway story.
That's it, really. I mean,
they tried to keep the card.
So there's kind of this, fugly girl running the cash register, and she's like, hey, I'll be 24, 70 or something. Like, well, here's my card.
Here's for half of it.
Half.
Yeah.
And I pay for the other half, and... she does not even say, hey, do you want your card back? Like, she's taking it. Like, she's got a little stack of them in front of her.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, hey, I'd like to have that card back, please. That's a collector's item.
What'd she say?
He's like, oh, okay, all right. Why would you want to keep that for?
I think they keep all of them because people usually just throw them away.
I don't know. I'm just like, wait, that's my freaking card. Hey,
well, I know. It was a special one, and there's a picture on Facebook. I'll put it on the website as well.
I had to go through a lot of freaking trouble to get this card, lady. I had to wait a freaking week and a half to get this freaking card.
Again, Subway Corporation, very slow. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So was Bob.
That night, I had a feeling you were going to win, and so I sent you the card that night.
That night. Well,
no,
I
didn't.
Believe.
Just like you you ran out to get the goddamn cookies.
Well, hey, come on now. I can do that. You know?
Actually, I did send it to you, I think, the day that you told me about it or the next day, something like that. So
that's kind of like saying, if you can do 3 push-ups, I'll give you $100. I'm like, oh, okay, I can do that.
I don't think you can do 3 push-ups. I'm not betting you. I'm not betting you.
you know, 25 years ago, I could have.
I got an amethyst for doing push-ups one time, an amethyst.
We're going to give you a ruby. I mean, what? That sounds weird.
Hey,
Chris, you want to do some push-ups for my sexy young friend? Sure, Mr. Herbert.
Oh, since I don't have a story, I'll tell you this story. I work downtown Decatur.
Yeah.
That sounds bad too. If you go downtown Decatur now, it's probably it was nicer back in the 80s, late 80s. I used to work in downtown Decatur, and there's a place called Kay's Merchandise Mart, which was a ripoff of, you know, there used to be a store called Merchandise Mart. You remember those at all?
No.
Well, this was Kay's Merchandise Mart. They ripped off the Merchandise Mart. Anyway, and they're having a promotion for jewelry.
Yeah.
And I happened to work down the street at the time, and they were giving away semi-precious stones as a prize. And so I waited in line, and they had this dude on a microphone, like doing a radio thing or something.
Yeah.
And so whenever he'd have people do different things to get these free stones.
Oh boy, you guys see where this is going.
At the time, I was quite physically fit at the time.
Yeah.
And so he said, I'll give you this amethyst if you do 10 push-ups. And he goes, not girl push-ups.
Yeah.
10 push-ups. So I did 10 push-ups and I clapped in between them.
Wow.
Just because the guy was a dickhead, and I thought I would just do something, you know what I mean? This was before Jack Palance did his one-arm push-ups in 91 or whatever it was.
Wow, you're a badass.
I know, and so I did that, and he gave me the amethyst, and he was like, wow, you clapped! Hey, look, you clapped! Hey!
Now, if you were in a foreign country, how would you smuggle this out? Why don't you show us that?
So I think I gave it to my wife. Well, to my girlfriend at the time, but an amethyst. It was a nice amethyst.
Look at this butch chick over here doing 10 push-ups. Look at her go. What's a dude? Ah, jeez.
At the time, I did have long hair, so but I did have a sweet ass as well. So
sweet.
It's a very sweet ass at the time. So
yeah. Well, there you go.
I mean, it could have been. I don't know. I didn't have any. I didn't have any breasticles at the time.
Hey, honey, why don't you come up here and do some? Oh, it's a dude. Oh, shit.
I actually had a bit of a, you know, a defined chest. So.
Oh, here we go.
I didn't say I had one. I said a bit.
A bit hairless. It was hairless.
It was hairless, but it pretty much is hairless now. So that's not changed much over the years. So.
Grass doesn't grow on the playground.
So yeah, I got a free amethyst.
Amethyst. Come here, cutie. Let me put this on your finger here.
That's right. Oh, well, no, it wasn't.
Wait, you're a dude. You're a dude. Oh, no, you're a dude. Oh, Jesus.
It was just the stone. It was a loose stone.
Who let the shemale into the line, man? What is?
I think I got that made into a ring for my. For my wife. I have to look around. Maybe she sold
it. Who is this? David Bowie? I mean, what the hell is this androgynous? Hey, androgynous guy.
It's the fat David Bowie. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Fat David Bowie.
Changes.
Changes.
Change. Face.
That is chisel.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, there you go. That's a little story for you, Miles, about...
Wow, I did not know that. I
doing
had no
10
idea
push-ups
that.
With the clapping in between there. Thank you very
nice.
Much.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I got a whole other story about somebody who committed suicide there, but I'm not going to tell that.
The show sucks. The show sucks already. Let's not bring it down any more than... Please, let's not bring it down 1 second more than it has to. Please.
That's probably good. I probably shouldn't talk about that.
Yeah, let's just say that for another day, maybe like a nice Halloween show.
So, do you still have the card then? You regain the card?
Somewhere. It's somewhere.
Oh,
yeah.
You've lost it already. You know, I'd say
maybe I'll give it away.
that, oh, well, whatever you want to do. That card is probably worth a little more than the Wayne Newton card that I got recently. But
I gave you a Wayne Newton card. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
You liked it.
Now, are you going to give away the card and, like, put money on it? Or are you just giving away the card as the card?
Well, let me put a dollar on it like I like to.
That's what I... Well, I like the idea that when I went to the Subway site, I liked the idea that I could put any picture I wanted. But then they had, when I went to do, you know, I made the decision, okay, I'm going to go forward with this, right?
Why didn't you put me in Drunk Spock to get
Well, because they had a disclaimer a fucking mile long when you click on that to put your picture up there. They're like, so Drunk Spock, since he is holding alcohol, I don't think that they would have approved and actually done the card, so... I went for something a little more innocuous because of that. I mean, literally, it was like, you know, you can't have this, you can't have that, and they'll just keep your money. They'll send, you know, DCFS after you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're lucky you didn't do that.
And so I'm like, you know, it was like, well, I could put something really lewd on here, but now they won't print that, so.
Ludicles.
Yeah. So it was... So I'm like, well, I'll just do the show art and put the logo on there. So
it worked out. Good. Thank you. I think I thanked you both on the everywhere I could, but I don't know what else I can do.
I just marvel at the fact that you're so quick.
How much is a full page ad in the St. Louis Dispatch? Can I just
You can't afford that. No, you can't afford that. You couldn't. Yeah, you couldn't afford that. You could pay for Timmy to drop flyers over the city when he's on his plane somewhere. Yeah.
Yep.
You got to pay for fuel and everything. That might be costly. Yeah.
No, it's okay.
He doesn't live close. He'd have to fly down, you know, so.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
I know.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I know a pilot, you know. I know a pilot down in Lincoln that would do it probably for me.
That's what I mean, Timmy. Timmy will do
it. Little Timmy. Yeah, little Timmy.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, Timmy will do it. He may not throw papers out of an airplane over St. Louis, but he'd probably do something.
He would.
He could throw papers over my house. Nobody would pay attention, so.
I'd fly nude with you, Miles. no, Tim, that's okay. I don't want to.
You want to take the control stick, if you know what I'm saying?
You want to take him out of there?
Good. I'll be a member of the Mile High Club. You'll just be a co-pilot, you know what I'm saying?
So,
I just wanted to get that out there. I realize that we've drugged this out a little bit, but come on. You know.
Week three, you'll see. Subway card, yeah, I know.
I didn't get my money's worth here, you know?
Week four will be me describing the crap I took, you know, from the Subway. Could you tell us all about it?
Well, half the card, again, was for postage, for Christ. And it's like, dang ya. You know why the post office has such a bad rap? It's because everybody, you know, uses their fucking name in vain and charges way too much for postage, you know?
Hey, easy. Half our audience is postal workers, okay? So don't, yeah.
No, I'm saying.
Crazy. Yeah, I know. I'm saying too, man. Don't,
no, I'm saying that everybody's giving the post office a bad name because they're like, oh, well, postage is going to be $10 and it costs like $1.95 to send. You know, and everybody's like, that fucking post office is so expensive. It's not the post office. It's all these jag-offs raising the rates on you.
Yeah.
They're charging a $8, $9 bucks to put a stamp on something, for Christ's sake, you know? I'm a skilled labor. I got it. Where did it come from? Did it come in an envelope, or how did you get this card? What are you doing?
And she said, "Hey, I got something for you."
I thought maybe you and Rod Stewart were having a moment there for a second. I don't know.
No, I was drinking some iced tea.
Yeah, okay. That's what the kids are calling it.
Yeah, I call it Maggie May.
This is like a regular
mail. It came in the mail.
I know.
It was like a birthday card.
That's what I mean. And that cost like 40 cents, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, that's what I mean. Or 50 cents or whatever it is now, 44 cents.
It's your money. I don't know.
Exactly. And they charge like this outrageous amount of money.
I just wanted five. I would have taken a $5 bill, to tell you the truth.
I'm not sending you cash. For Christ's sake, you'll be all whacked out on Vicodin or something.
No, come on.
I'll find you in a ditch, you know, and then your wife will be calling me. What happened to Miles? I'm like, I don't know. Did you give him cash? I never give him cash.
All right. Well, you can just give me $5 in cash and then put like a 44-cent stamp on there and then done.
No. Well, I wanted to, you know, I wanted to show you I cared. Plus,
wanted to get the story. So you go out to like $100 on a subway card.
No, it's not $100, but it cost me $14. To get you
for a $5 bet.
For a $5 bet, yeah.
Well, I think you learned your lesson about betting, a-hole, didn't you?
Well, I thought it was cool, though. I thought the card was cool.
Yeah, it was all right. It's cool.
Oh, it was all right. It'd been a lot, nicer if it had a pair of naked lady with a big pair of boobies on it. That's what I had to say.
If I ever find the cookie lady by herself again, maybe I'll get her picture holding up the... card, how's that?
Oh, there you go. She's not as fugly as the lady the other night.
No, she's all right. Yeah,
oh, there right. You go. Get a video saying $5 foot long. That's what I want to see.
Double meat.
Oh, goodness gracious. So, I'm trying to think. I had a story where we're all off schedule because of the snow. It's on a snow schedule tonight. Folks,
yeah,
because of various cancellations of things in the weeks prior because of snow.
Can I tell a story?
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
I've been kind of holding this one here. So,
oh god.
Miles Jr. was like recently in the school play.
Oh, was he? Yeah. Was he a tree?
He was a tree. He was a tree. Yes, yes.
Very nice. Go ahead.
Faggot of the opera. What?
Faggot of the opera.
Little baby Bo Thief is chiming in there. Thank you. The kid's got a better line than I did like the last 20 minutes. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's, evidently, he's been backstage.
My son Seed Biscuit, you know, out of nowhere. Here Seed he comes. Biscuit. Boom. The joke. Boom.
I can sing. You can sing that. The faggot of the opera.
Of the opera.
In my mind. I've seen that show, by the way. So
there's a reason why I must. There's a reason why I wear this mask.
And that reason is Miggs. I always walk towards him with my right side.
It's waterproof.
That's right. It's easy cleanup. Better than skin.
Boy, did that get me out of. That just came out of nowhere. That just came out of nowhere, man.
So was he the lead, or what was it? What
he
was
not,
play?
No, he was not the lead in Faggot of the Opera.
Was it Pocahontas?
It was Pocahontas, let's say. Yeah, it was Pocahontas. And,
was he John Smith?
Like, he's like, hey, I told the director of the play that we could bring like some tools because he wants like some shovels and pitchforks and
Well, yours don't get used a lot, so.
Well, I know, but like I didn't bother washing them off, so they're all gonna pull it. Like dog mess and dead birds and
Mr. Seidel.
So
your tools seem to be chafing all over the stage. They smell horrible. Yeah. Mr. Miyagi borrowed him to clean up after his chickens and whatnot. So,
amazingly enough, I had a pitchfork. I don't know where this came from, but I actually had one.
Well, that's because of your nude American Gothic that you were doing.
It's something like that, yeah. And so I brought, like, four shovels and a pitchfork, right? So I shove off. They're having practices, and these kids have been, like, practicing, like, 10 hours a day, you know.
Oh, jeez.
So this guy, you know, shows kind of like a George Lucas who's going to let himself go. He shows up. Oh, hi. Hi, how you doing?
Who's that, the director?
Huh?
Who was the George Lucas who let himself go?
Yeah, that was the director.
Oh, the director. Yeah, okay.
He's like, these are the tools. Yes. These are the tools. Yes.
Is that a pitchfork? Yeah. Right. Yeah. Here's the weird part.
It's a trident with an extra tine.
He's like, oh, do you have one that's all wooden?
A wooden pitchfork?
A wood? No, I'm not freaking Amish. Who has an all wooden pitchfork? My God, what is this, 1820? You know.
I think they have they have those in their kitchen as decorator pieces. You put them on the wall.
Naughty, we have to go back in time for a wooden pitchfork.
Could you make one from this broomstick?
Who the hell has an all wooden pitchfork? I know this is Iowa, but for Christ's sakes, man, give me a break.
Didn't he look at you? I mean, he's lucky he got any tools out of you, to be honest.
Yeah, I know, especially like working tools.
Yeah, exactly. It's a wonder you didn't.
I have all these.
You didn't bring a box of tissues and some Jergens.
No, I have plenty of those. No.
That's my the tools of my trade, director.
Those are the tools that I get. So I let him borrow it, and I felt bad during the play because I never washed these things off. These poor kids are running around, you know, hitting each other with shovels, and like, oh, don't put that by the girl's face.
Oh, it's got dog poop on it. It's got
I know. If they would only know all the dog stuff and all the the dead animals that I've scraped up off the sidewalk. Like, God.
So was he your kid Frankenstein?
Yeah, fire burn.
Were they
Frankenstein the musical?
Were they doing the young Frankenstein, Mel Brooks version there?
Fire burn.
Putting all the reds.
So, okay, so that was the one funny thing, right? There was one other funny thing that happened, or maybe.
Is it okay if one of the children licks a shovel? It's part of the play.
I wouldn't put my lips by those shovels if I were you. You wouldn't like it, Mr. McGee. I wouldn't do it.
Nice. So shit shovel.
So now it's the night of the performance, right?
The big night, children.
And we kind of got split up because my wife and we somehow got split up.
My wife was chasing Lisa Welch down a hallway to the bathroom.
Yeah. Smell it, Lisa, smell it.
My husband supplied those tools and he didn't wash a goddamn thing.
And you have to pay like a little, you know, fee to get in. Basically.
Yeah, I know. They always gig you. They gig the parents. They gig them.
That's why I was hoping you would have sent me just the $5, so I would get in for free,
See what I prevented? Thank goodness.
And there was a teacher that my kids had several years ago, and she was, you know, handling the tickets, and she was very busy and in her own little world, and I said, Mrs. Christoffel, I said, I said, because I didn't know if my wife had been in or not, I said, has my wife been through here?
Yeah.
And she, you know what she says? She goes, no, he's not here.
Nice.
Once again, I know this is Iowa, and I know they're very progressive, and they were the first state to, you know, vote on a lot of stuff. I go, my wife, has my wife been there? And again, she says, no, he's not been here. Okay, a third time, my wife. Oh, no, she's not been in yet. I'm like, thank you. I'm starting to
Maybe you look like a woman, so.
I don't know. I'm going to start doing push-ups for jewelry now or something. I want a Timex. So I'm going to do 10 push-ups.
I'll do 10. Yeah, I think you'd be hard. You'd be more like a Weeble on your belly there.
I want to get an Opal for my mommy.
That's right. That was a long time ago.
Well, then there's like some candy that comes like in a a bracelet or something. Like
candy bracelet? Yeah, there's candy bracelet.
Yeah, like sweet tarts or something.
Yeah, that's
what you want. This is what you want there, fat guy, right here.
That's right, yeah.
There's your jewelry, big man. There you go. So that was my whole play experience, yes.
Nice. So did you ever find your husband?
Yeah, I found my husband. Yeah, I did find my husband.
And you go, Ricky. Almosi.
He's not here. He's not here.
Okay. He's not here. Shut up, fat lady. Well, you know, whenever you're wearing your trucker hat and you got your Bears shirt on there.
I did have my bear shirt on.
You know.
Yeah.
My humps.
Yeah, I know.
Big lady lumps, yeah. It's like, she's probably going, is that a woman? Yeah.
Yeah.
With a short haircut.
Dude looks like a lady.
Yeah, I think that it'd be more like, dude looks like a dyke. That would be more the song for you.
Yeah.
Dude looks
unappealing. Yeah.
Well, I imagine whenever she caught you hanging out by the women's restroom for quite a while, she just assumed you were a lady. So.
I guess. I don't know. So thank you, Mrs. Christoffel, for making me feel completely emasculated with your.
Yeah, well.
I don't know.
The shoe fits.
I guess.
Mrs. Christoffel, that's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
So did you ask her out then? Did you have to, like, prove your manhood at that? Well, hey.
Hey, listen.
Did I mention I'm mostly Polish? Did you say that?
I said Dimey Bushy.
Dimey Bushy.